VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. A U.S. federal judge has sentenced a Russian gun rights proponent to 18 months in prison for conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the National Rifle Association and influence U.S. conservative activists and Republican politicians to benefit the Kremlin. Maria Butina will get credit for the 9 months she's already served, but will be deported immediately after her sentence ends. Her attorney, Robert Driscoll, disagreed with the sentence, saying that current U.S. politics played a role in the judge's decision.
I think we have overall a good process in this country. I don't think she's in jail solely because of politics, but I think anyone who thinks that someone who wasn't Russian would be in this situation is fooling themselves.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr has said Butina should be deported to Russia without serving her sentence. Thousands of guards deployed across Sri Lanka at places of worship Friday as Muslims answered the call to prayer, less than a week after the deadly Easter Sunday explosions blamed on Muslim extremists. Security forces combed the country, tracking down what they say are dozens of local militants with links to the Islamic State terror group, which claimed responsibility for the attacks. The Archbishop of Colombo told reporters Friday there will be no Sunday masses anywhere on the island. The U.S. Embassy in Colombo has advised people to avoid places of worship in Sri Lanka, citing reports that additional attacks may occur. A number of countries have issued travel warnings following threats of further attacks. Powerful Cyclone Kevin smashed into Mozambique overnight. The storm has since been downgraded as winds dropped, but heavy rains continued and are expected to last for days to come. One person is reported dead after being crushed by a falling tree. Three people were killed earlier as Kenneth swept over the island nation of Comoros. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way back to Pyongyang after a brief summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports Kim says the U.S. had contributed to a standstill over nuclear issues.
A North Korean state-run news agency says Kim has strongly criticized Washington for taking a unilateral attitude in bad faith at the February meeting with President Donald Trump in Hanoi that led to the diplomatic standstill. Kim also told Russian President Vladimir Putin the situation on the Korean Peninsula had reached a critical point, and whether tensions resume will entirely depend on the future attitude of the U.S.
AP correspondent Sarah Bassett. North Korea billed the United States $2 million for the medical care of a U.S. college student who was detained in Pyongyang in 2016 and returned to the U.S. comatose more than a year later. Sources tell The Washington Post the U.S. envoy sent to retrieve the unresponsive Otto Warmbier signed an agreement to pay the medical bill at the direction of President Donald Trump. However, AP's Sagar Magani reports President Trump is denying the U.S. paid anything.
A former U.S. official told the AP yesterday an American envoy that had been sent to retrieve Otto Warmbier from North Korea had signed an agreement to pay $2 million in medical costs to the North on President Trump's instructions. The president's insisting this morning no money was paid, not $2 million, not anything else. Warmbier was held for 17 months before being flown home comatose and died shortly after. His relatives say North Korea tortured him, which the Kim regime denies. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump urged Americans Friday to get vaccinated against an outbreak of measles amid a resurgence of the highly contagious virus in the U.S. that has forced two U.S. universities to quarantine hundreds of students, faculty members, and other employees. Trump told reporters at the White House that citizens must get their shots to protect themselves against the virus that was deemed eradicated in the United States nearly 20 years ago. There were nearly 700 cases in 22 states, the Centers for Disease Control reported Wednesday, its highest level in 25 years. The CDC partially attributed the surge to misinformation about the safety of the measles vaccine. Are you feeling stressed? You're not alone. A new survey finds people around the world are becoming more angry, stressed, and worried. The annual Gallup Global Emotions Report found a third of the people surveyed say they suffer stress. The report says the most negative country was Chad, followed by Niger. The most positive country was Paraguay. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.